This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, losing my teeth. Number two, missing a flight. Number three, my inbox. My inbox has become a scary, scary, scary place. And it always hits me when I see someone and I'm like, shit, you emailed me like a few months ago. And I never got back to you. I'm so sorry. Number four, Confederate flags. I was in Alabama. I have never been to the Deep South at all. I wanted to go see the lynching museum. And on our way there, all of a sudden I see a Confederate flag just flying. Seeing it definitely made me realize, like, this is a place that wasn't down with the civil rights movement, which means that they're not down for me as a Black woman having rights. So that is a scary ass thought. Number five, asking someone to show up for me. Especially when it comes to love. You don't see a lot of representations of, like, I mean, like, even our one, like, Black ideal marriage, the Huxtables, like, we can't even, like, be happy about that, right? Okay, the Obamas, sure, but, like, how many Barack's are there? You know, like, it's just, like, a high bar to kind of, so I'm trying to, like, invite different images in my mind, but I think, like, and even my parents, right? My parents have been married forever and ever, and so I don't know why I expect to be disappointed in love. I think it's just like practice, which is, you know, number six, being misunderstood. Yeah, I'm actually dating someone now. And so he has a child. So I asked him, like, you know, so how much do you pay in child support? And he was like, oh, what made you ask me that? You know, that feels personal. That feels kind of soon. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? You know, like, what do you mean that is soon? Like, I say what's on my mind and I've had to learn how to, like, mitigate that. Number seven. Being pregnant / ripping my vagina. Like, your body is not your own. You have this foreign object that, like, everyone tells you is going to be the most lovable thing that you'll ever love ever. And no one believes that you're in pain. People think that your tolerance of pain is like supernatural because slavery. And the best case scenario is that the baby comes out of your vagina and possibly rips your vagina apart. It just feels like a lot. And then they hand you your baby. You're supposed to automatically, a love bubble happens. That's exactly the way it's been described to me. That is like a love bubble. Number 8, raising a black child. Someone on the Cleveland police, I think he was like the head of the union, police union. And he's like, let's get this straight. You know, Tamira Rice was a grown man in a child's body. That line is going to stay with me forever and ever, because it's the idea that, you know, young black boys don't get to be boys. Number 9, losing a parent. Grief is one of the shittiest emotions because, like, you have no control over it. It can come over you at any moment. There'll be a day where you're, like, on the train and, you know, someone on the train is, like, sitting the way that your dad sits. And then, you know, like, that's the part that I really resent about grief. Number 10, not having enough money. My name is Verilyn Williams, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? They said they were going to put a Starbucks in my mall, and then I got there and they didn't put a Starbucks in my mall. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.